You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Oakland is continuing to close off 74 miles of roads through the city's Slow Streets initiative. Mayor Libby Schaff announced the program a few weeks ago. The closures are supposed to open up more safe spaces for Oakland pedestrians and cyclists while we all shelter in place. But some residents in East Oakland haven't been too open to this idea. KALW's Janae Darden reports.
Today we are announcing Oakland Slow Streets.
During a press conference on Fruitvale Avenue, Mayor Libby Schaff excitedly explains the Oakland Slow Streets program. She says the purpose is to encourage drivers to slow down and provide more safe outdoor options for practicing social distancing.
We are here this morning to bring a little bit of light into what is a very troubling time for so many Oaklanders.
But residents in parts of East Oakland don't share the mayor's enthusiasm.
Came over to my house and told me what the hell I'm doing.
City Councilman Noel Gallo tells me that his neighbors were not pleased when they saw the folding barricades on their blocks.
And I said, well, you know, I'm not putting up those signs. And so the next day I went by there and the signs were all gone.
There, meaning East 16th Street in the Fruitvale neighborhood, near the spot where the mayor announced the program, he says that street is on its third set of signs because people keep taking them down. Gaio lives one block over and says, like his neighbors, he didn't find out about the street closures until the day of the press conference. A rep from the mayor's office disputes that city council members were not forewarned. But Gaio says if he knew beforehand, he would not have picked that street to close down for safety reasons.
So what was happening a lot on the first day, you know, you would come up Fruitvale.
Fruitvale Avenue is a super busy street.
Then you got to make a right on East 16th like you've done forever. But now to make that right turn.
He says you come close to hitting the other car in the other direction. That's because only one side of the street is open for drivers to enter and exit East 16th. Drivers at stop signs heading in opposite directions also have to figure out how to cross intersections without colliding. I know this because I drove down there and had to maneuver around a pickup truck that was going west while I headed east. While carefully cruising down the street, I noticed people aren't taking advantage of the open streets. They're sticking to the sidewalks. Unfortunately, I can't approach them for an interview because I'm social distancing. But this street is nothing like videos I've seen in spots like North Oakland, where families are riding bikes together in the street. Gaio says people in this neighborhood don't ride bikes so much. They're more walkers. Gaio recently said that he's going to take legal action to have the signs removed. So is that still a possibility?
You know, the neighborhood's taking care of it. They're removing the signs.
I cruise over to Deep East Oakland, near Eastmont Mall. The situation is similar. No one is in the streets.
Cars drive past my house and they're going top speed, you know, around the barricades.
Champ Stevenson is founder of the Oakland Scraper Bike Team. I reached him by phone. He lives around here on a slow street, but says safety remains an issue.
So folks in my neighborhood don't feel comfortable playing in the streets.
Reckless driving has increased since the shelter-in-place order. That's what Lauren Taylor tells me. He's the city councilman for Champ's district. He says there's been a number of accidents, some fatal in the area. Sideshows haven't stopped in East Oakland either. You know, where masses of people gather to watch drivers do car tricks and donuts.
Unfortunately, as folks see that there are less people on the street, then they feel as though they have more ability to kind of, you know, drive the way that they want to.
While driving in Councilman Taylor's area, I see a police officer putting up a barricade that has been knocked over. But Taylor says some do like the idea of the program and reducing traffic.
I've gotten a number of emails from folks who want it on their street. They're like, I need my street to slow down. I need it to go here.
Champ Stevenson initially liked the idea, but says the city should have spoken to the community first. And that's been a major issue for some in East Oakland, lack of communication. Champ says his block received no notice.
It was just one day folks woke up and noticed that there was these barricades in the middle of the street.
Councilman Taylor agrees.
And I think that's the problem with a lot of these programs is that there's an assumption that if we talk to folks, say in North Oakland or West Oakland, we know how it's going to work or feel like it's going to be okay when we drop it into East Oakland.
Warren Logan is the city's policy director of mobility and interagency relations. He's one of the city officials leading this program. I asked him if the city notified the community before the program's launch.
I can say, yes, we did notify them. So there's Nextdoor, but if you don't have a computer, then there's flyers that we posted up and down the streets.
He also says city council members were notified through their daily briefing packet, but the news may have gotten buried. Still, the residents' response prompted a meeting with community leaders in East Oakland.
Going back in time, could we have done our communication better? Certainly. There's always room for improvement.
But a question that keeps popping up is, why were those roads chosen for this program?
And didn't make a lot of sense. Didn't make any sense whatsoever.
I asked Warren Logan to see if he can make it make sense. He says slow streets are from Oakland's 2019 bike plan to make the city safer for bicyclists. And they applied feedback for the bike plan from community members like Champ Stevenson toward slow streets.
Folks had communicated to us that there was unsafe driving behavior in their neighborhoods and wanted to find innovative ways to encourage people to use the main streets to travel across the city and not through their neighborhoods.
He says the Slow Streets initiative is flexible and can change based on community input.
It's not like we're jackhammering in the ground and you know, putting up all these fences or whatever.
Logan emphasizes to me this program is about safety. But what about the safety concerns for drivers and pedestrians when the barrier is at the intersection of a busy street and a residential street?
If you're traveling at the right speed limit, all of this would be just fine.
He says the city is working with mapping companies to mark streets on Google Maps and other navigation apps.
But hopefully people will get used to it and say, oh, I know there's that turn there. Let me slow down or just go a different way.
And this won't last forever.
This is a pilot. Like, really, it is temporary. And it says that all over our website, so I don't want anybody to feel bamboozled. But the goal is that it'll run through however long the shelter-in-place runs through.
Back in the Fruitvale neighborhood, Councilman Guile wishes the city would fix other problems first.
And I think if the city wants to be serious about being safe, then hell, at least go fix the potholes. Fix the street, repaint the crossing area, put a crossing light for them. And this is something we've been demanding for a long time.
Councilman Guile says he will reach out to the mayor's office to figure out a solution for the East 16th Street barricades. In Oakland, I'm Janae Darden for Cross Currents.
Janae is KLW's East Oakland reporter. And if you'd like information on how to give the City of Oakland feedback on their Slow Streets initiative, we'll show you how at KLW.org.